Do you know where Julia Turner is at present? I never hear of her anymore. Thanks if you can tell us, Helen. Well, I had a chat with her and she made a conscious decision back in the day, and I don't know if she changed her mind, to just leave the music business. And she was going off to train as a speech therapist at the time. Now, that could be, I don't know, 8-9 years ago. I'd say Enda Kenny is attending the same stylist as Tony Blair. It's sort of leaders of countries and their hairstyles. The thing, and somebody pointed it out upstairs, is that the barbers have been opened in the UK since the 12th of April. So Tony Blair has made a conscious decision to keep his mullet look. Well, he has an excuse because the barbers aren't open yet here. So we spotted a rabbit on a lead in the Phoenix Park. Well, we didn't, but somebody did. And then we put it out there and other rabbits were spotted on various leads and leashes around the place. And then there were ferrets spotted and cats, and somebody spotted a leash for a rat. And then we got a picture in yesterday of a goat in a harness up in Drogheda or Dundalk. And Niamh, our intrepid detective, went after the goat in the harness and found its owner, and Claire Coleman, who owns that goat, is on the line. How are you doing, Claire?
Hi Ray, how are you?
Good. That is you. You have a pet goat.
That's me, yeah, that's me and Doris.
Doris, right, Doris. Doris has a pink harness.
She has a pink harness and a pink lead, but people still call her a boy.
Right, okay, they should know, they should know.
They should know when to see the pink.
Yeah. So tell us that picture, where was that taken?
It was taken in the retail park. She was going into EquiPet to get her next size up in her harness.
So she'd grown out of the pink one. Did you manage
yeah,
to get...
She's getting bigger.
Did you manage to get her bigger pink harness?
Yeah, she got a lot of attention. Well, she gets a lot of attention wherever she goes, but right. EquiPet were very helpful. Right. So, yeah, we tried it on her for size. So, yeah, we left with her neck size up.
I love it. Doris is a brilliant name. How did you end up with a pet goat, Claire?
My boyfriend Stefan would have a lot of animals out at his house.
Right.
And I kind of said a few times, I'd like my own animal. Like, I'd like to visit my own animal. And he kind of put it out there, but I thought it was just in jest. And he said, well, your birthday is coming up, so I can get you a goat. So I didn't take him serious. And we were then spinning about. And he said, so he's like, what would you call a goat? And I was thinking it would be a boy. And I said, oh, Timothy. Yeah. And he said, but if it was a girl? And I said, oh, I'm not sure. And he said, well, maybe you better get your thinking cap on because we're going over to see a goat. So I had been at my parents for a cup of tea and I didn't tell them I was going to get a goat.
Why not?
And I said, I'm just going... The pink lockdown has got to me. We're not a pet-orientated family at all. I've never even had a puppy before.
Right.
They're a bit amused by it.
Okay,
yeah.
So off you go to pick out the goat. Where did you go to get the goat?
It was a goat farm in County Louth, so just near Ardee.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm. And Stefan came and you were... How many goats had you to choose from?
There was two, so there was a smaller white one and there was Doris. So I was thinking the white one might look a bit grubby if I had her out for a walk, so I liked Doris's colouring. She was very friendly.
And what's Doris's colouring?
She kind of is like between a grey and brown, and then she has markings on her face that she has a bit of white, and then she has white feet.
And the owner of the original owner of Doris knew that you were getting Doris as a birthday present and as a pet.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
He was afraid to put her in the car. He said, the car looks very clean, maybe put her in the boot. And I was saying, oh no, she's only 2 weeks old, I can't be putting her in the boot. So I was like, no, she's a pet. I was like, she can come in the car. So she still comes in the car.
Right. What about, as they say, soiling? What about soiling the car? She doesn't soil it?
No, she's actually a very good traveller. Have to say, she's had no accidents in the car so far.
Okay.
So hopefully I don't jinx her.
And where do you keep her at home?
She is in Stefan's garden.
Aha, right. And does she come into the house at all?
She does, even when she's not supposed to. But she's like a giddy puppy, so she follows. So if you go... too far away from her, she'll come and find out where you are, and she's very inquisitive. So, yeah, she's always in for a lookabout. She tried to get up my stairs the other day.
Right. Right, you'll have to get one of those gates. What, you know, the baby gates. You'll have to get
one of those. Gate, yeah.
Yeah, you'll have to get one of those. Yeah. Yeah, and what about the chewing on things?
Yeah, she's actually still being bottle fed. So she needs to be weaned in the next 2 weeks. But she's nibbling away at everything already. So, yeah, including socks and shoes and coats. So, yeah, everything.
Can you spot her personality, Doris's personality?
Yeah, I wasn't sure getting a goat if they would have any type of personality. Right. But straight over she was nuzzling in and she's quite giddy. She can jump quite high, actually.
Right.
So she's full of fun.
Yeah, right. And what about, you know, when she's weaned and she starts nibbling more and she gets a bit bigger and a bit more active? That's all okay with you, is it?
That's okay. Stefan might have to take over. I mightn't be strong enough to hold her on her lead anymore, but
And where do you bring her for a walk, Claire?
Oh, she's been everywhere. She was in the retail park going to Equipet.
Yeah.
She was in my sister's estate. She was in the local coffee shop.
Right.
And then she goes to the local shop in the village.
Right.
She's all around.
I'd say she turns heads, does she?
She definitely does. Yeah.
Now, I know you...
She's tame.
She's tame, yeah.
Yeah, she's quite tame around children. She's quite good.
Right. And I know you said you didn't have any other pets. No, you'd never had a pet at all. Right.
Never, no.
So you can't compare Doris, for example, to a dog. So you don't know.
No, but I know she can't bark, so she's...
That's an advantage, yes. Yeah, so you're going to probably get a bit of this. Yeah.
She sounds like a lamb.
Or this.
Yeah.
Is that more like her...
Yes. When you leave her and she doesn't want to be left,
Poor little Doris. Little Doris. And would you sit in of an evening now watching telly with Doris on your lap?
No, I try not to let her in to the house for too long.
Right, she'll get used to it. No, I'm just looking at a picture of you with Doris on your lap, but that's outside, is it? That's outside.
That's outside,
It's brilliant. And the pink harness is lovely. I wonder, do other people have pet goats? So we've done, I don't know if you're listening, but we've done rabbits and we've done ferrets and cats out for a walk, and now a goat. So we're looking for the list of unusual pets. What's next? Yeah.
I might get another pet.
What would you like next? I'm not sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Because I know Stefan has chickens and turkeys and peahens, does he?
Yeah, he does, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how the birds would work on a leash. Probably
I know,
work.
I can't put them on a leash.
No.
Yeah.
Well, listen, keep in touch and let us know how yourself and Doris get
I
on.
Will.
It's a beautiful story. It's a beautiful story. Yeah. Thanks, Claire. Mind yourself.
See you.
Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.